על האיחור. בוקר טוב, שבוע טוב. We stay exactly a week before חג הפורים הבא עלינו לטובה. I would like to take this opportunity and to share with you a beautiful insight about Amalek, פרשת זכור, what take place this coming Shabbos. This parasha, what all the poskim say, is midoraita for men and women. And we will see very interesting insight about all this parasha, and we will see how it's relevant for us in our daily life. Because the Torah come and teach us, מלחמה להשם בעמלק, מדור דור, is mean is relevant every generation, every time. And בסייעתא דשמיא, we see interesting insight in this parasha. The Torah come and teach us in paragraph 1, זכור את אשר עשה לך עמלק, בדרך בצאתכם ממצרים, אשר קרחה בדרך, ויזנב בך כל הנחשלים אחריך, ואתה עייף ויגע ולא ירא אלוהים, והיה בהניח השם אלוקיך לך מכל אויביך מסביב, בארץ אשר השם אלוקיך נותן לך נחלה לרשתה, תמחה את זכר עמלק מתחת השמיים, לא תשכח. קם חזל אין מדרש תנחומה אין תיצ'ס אין פרו גפתו, זכור את אשר עשה לך עמלק, רבי תנחומה, בר חנילאי פתח. סקיפ ליטל ביט, אמר הקדוש ברוך הוא לישראל, אותם שתי זכירות שכתבתי לכם בתורה, הבו זהירים בהם, תמחה את זכר עמלק, אין זכור את אשר עשה לך עמלק. אם זכיתם, אתם בניו של אברהם אבינו, שימשיל עצמו כאפר, שנאמר ונוכפר ואפר. If you remember, what I ask you to remember about עמלק, you connect yourself to Avraham Avinu, שאמר, ואנוכי עפר ואפר. ואם לאו, אפנת, התקינו עצמכם משעבודה של מצרים, שנאמר, וימרו את חייהם בעבודה קשה. חזל come and teach us, if we remember exactly what happened between us to Amalek, we connect ourselves to Avraham Avinu. What Avraham Avinu? Not Avraham Avinu, what jumped to the fire, in כבשן האש, not Avraham Avinu what would like to sacrifice Yitzchak on the Mizbeach, not Avraham Avinu what start to walk and he never know to what place, אל הארץ אשר הרקע, we connect ourselves to Avraham Avinu, what Avraham Avinu, what say, ואנוכי עפר ואפר. My question is, question number one, what's the connection between the statement of Avraham Avinu about himself, ואנוכי עפר ואפר, to זכירת מחיית עמלק, to remember what Amalek make to us. His look one not relate to each other. ולא קרב זה אל זה. Is what exactly חזל want to teach us. If we remember exactly what Amalek try to do to us in the way to Eretz Israel after we leave Mitzrayim, we connect ourselves to Avraham Avinu. What Avraham Avinu? Avraham רוצה ואנוכי עפר ואפר. Specifically, to this aspect in the life of Avraham Avinu, we connect ourselves. What's the connection between Amalek, what he tried to do to us, to what Avraham Avinu say, ואנוכי, afar ואפר. Afar is earth, and afar is ashes, obviously. Afar ואפר. This is question number one. Afar is dirt, and afar is ashes. Question number two. The war against Amalek take place in Parashat Beshalach. The psukim what we read in Purim in the day in Tfilat Shacharit Paro Gafser ויבוא Amalek וילחם עם ישראל ברפידים ויאמר משה אל יהושע בחר לנו אנשים וצא ילחם בעמלק מחר אנוכי ניצב על ראש הגבעה ומטה האלוקים בידי. משה רבינו say to Yeshua, you need to lead the war against Amalek. Why? Ibn Ezra explained, Paro Gafor, ואמר משה אל יהושע, הוא נין הנשיא אלישמע בן עמיהוד, שהיה בעל דגל אפרים. Is mean? The unique about Yeshua, what he can lead the war against Amalek, because his grand and grandfather is Ephraim, son of Yosef HaTzadik. One of the Shvatim, Shevet Ephraim. And exactly we find in Yonatan ben Uziel, when Dvorah say thank you to HaKadosh Baruch Hu after they succeed in the war against Sisra. In Shirat Dvorah we find in paragraph 5, Mini Ephraim Shorsham Be'amalek. As Yonatan ben Uziel explained, paragraph 6, Midabet Ephraim came Yehoshua Barnun. From Ephraim born Yehoshua Barnun Bekadmeta, Agich Krava. In the beginning he make war Be'debet Amalek, against Amalek. And my second question is, what is so unique, so special in Shevet Ephraim, what children from Ephraim can lead war against Amalek? Why not from any other Shevet? We have many Shevetim. But what is special in Shevet Ephraim? What he can lead and win every war against Amalek. This is question number two. Question number three. Every Motzei Shabbat, all the year, we mention Pasuk from Megillat Esther. What we're going to read this coming Motzei Shabbat. In Avdala, when we say the Pasukim, הנה לישועתי יפתח ולא יפחד, כי עוזי וזמרתי השם ואילי לישועה, או any other פסוקים, is depend, זה שיטות, is depend, זה מנהגים, but every מנהג, everyone, say, loud, ליהודים הייתה אורה ושמחה, וססון, פיקה, and we continue, and we say, כן תהיה לנו. And my third question is, why specifically this פסוק? From מגילת אסתר, every Motzei Shabbat we say together and loud exactly how we say when we read the Megillah. This week Be'ezrat Hashem will say this twice in Kriyat Megillah immediately after Ma'ariv and after Kriyat Megillah when we make a Avdala. The question is, why specifically this Pasuk Chazal decide for us to say loud Laudi every Motzei Shabbat? This is the three questions. What I would like, B'siyata Dishmaya, through this question, to see very interesting insight about the war against Amalek and how it's relevant for us. B'siyata Dishmaya, really we will see something mamash plain. Again, short and clear. Question number one. Chazal come and teach us in Midrash Tanchuma. In the moment when we remember exactly the war, what happened against Amalek, and what we need to take from this war, we connect ourselves to Avraham Avinu. Avraham Avinu would say, "Ve'anochi afar ve'efer," specifically to this part, to this aspect in the life of Avraham Avinu. Question number one: what's the connection between the statement of Avraham Avinu, "Ve'anochi afar ve'efer," to the war, what we have against Amalek? Question number two. Chazal teach us to win against Amalek is if the leader in the war is from Shevet Ephraim. From this reason, Moshe Rabbeinu say to Yehoshua, Bechar lanu anashim, v'tze ilachem ba'amalek. You can lead this war and win. Why? Because your grandfather is from Shevet Ephraim. What is so unique about Shevet Ephraim, what he can create leaders would win in the war against Amalek. And the last question is, why every Motzei Shabbat we say loud the Pasuk, Layudim Hayta Ora V'Zecha V'Sason V'Ikar, what we say in Megillat Esther. In Megillat Esther is very clear. After all the miracle what happened, all v'nahafochu, for sure, Layudim Hayta Ora V'Zecha V'Sason V'Ikar, but why every Motzei Shabbat, this specifically Pasuk, we say everyone together loudly. To answer these three questions, we will start in this way. Avraham Avinu negotiate with HaKadosh Baruch Hu about Sdom. HaKadosh Baruch Hu say to Avraham Avinu, I would like to destroy Sdom. כמה אברהם אבינו נמצא עם פרוגף 8, חלילה לך מעשות כדבר הזה, להעמיד צדיק עם רשע, והיה כצדיק הרשע, חלילה לך, הקדוש ברוך הוא, וכנה דוזיס, השופט כל הארץ, לא יעשה משפט. You go to kill all of them. No way. It's not right. הקדוש ברוך הוא say, you know what? Okay, I understand. היומר השם, אם אמצא בסדום 50 צדיקים בתוך העיר, ונסעתי לכל המקום בעבורם, if I find 50 צדיקים, I save all the city of Sdom. גם אברהם אבינו start to negotiate. But before he negotiate, he says follow. ויען אברהם ויאמר, הננה, הועלתי לדבר אל אדוני, ואנוכי עפר ואפר. הקדוש ברוך הוא. Before I want to say anything, I would like to tell you, ואנוכי עפר ואפר, and he start to negotiate. 50, 45, 30, 20, until 10. What does mean ואנוכי עפר ואפר? אברהם אבינו is עפר, עפר is dirt, or אברהם אבינו is what? אפר, ashes. He cannot, in the same time, feel is עפר ואפר. או עפר, או אפר. And this is only one time in all the Torah, what Abraham Avinu say something about himself. He never talk about himself. If he want to know what Abraham Avinu have in his business card, what title he have, ואנוכי, who I am, עפר ואפר. What does it mean? Abraham Avinu, for, he talk to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he say his follow. עפר, obviously, this is a potential of all the nature. Everything comes from the dirt. We also. Everything grows through the dirt. Efer, ashes, is not relevant. We have something before, nothing left, is not relevant. Abraham Avinu all his life, and one hand is afar. He believed he have a lot of potential. Every age, every time. And he challenged himself to recognize new potential. After he build and create and develop, he say, compare to what I need to do in the future, is not big deal. Still I have a lot to do in the future. Is in one hand, he understand clearly what he do, and one hand, he build and develop a lot, and this is mean afar, what represent to make from the potential real, but in other hand, he never look about himself, he is big shot, he is unique, he is special, compared to what I need to do, is only what? Effort. In the meantime, you know, the check, many, many times, in MIT, in Harvard, in other special places, and year after year, they come to same conclusion, every one of us, in our life, how much from our potential we really use? Good question. They say between 20% to 23%, 24%. To wake us up, to understand we have tremendous potential in every age, and we can continue to build and to create more and more and more all the time. Abraham Avinu, he show us what is me, Anochi, afar, and after this effort. Why a lot of people don't recognize a lot of potential what they have? Why a lot of people don't use the potential what they have? Only because one reason. They feel all the time, ואנוכי, who I am, afar, I build, I create, I develop, I do something. And people start to rest. By Abraham Avinu, the word rest does not exist. Because after he build, he say, come on, big deal, I have more to do. And more, and all the time he walk, and walk, and walk. It's mean Abraham Avinu, when he start to negotiate to the Kadosh Baruch Hu, he come and say, you want to destroy Sdom? To take all the place, to burn the place, to make the place ashes, ephir? Maybe some people in Sdom have also afar. Before you make them ephir, they also afar, it means still great people. What the world can enjoy from them? Kadosh Baruch Hu say, okay, I will check until number 10. Is what we learn from this conversation. The unique about Abraham Avinu is one word in English. Humble. Anava. Exactly same by Yitzchak. Chazal come and teach us. When we come to build Beit HaMikdash, we need to build Beit HaMikdash exactly in the place what Akedat Yitzchak take place. If Beit HaMikdash is big, we can find the area. The area is enough. But when you build the Mizbeach, the Mizbeach need to take place exactly in the place what Avraham Avinu built the Mizbeach to sacrifice Yitzchak. How we can know 100 years after exactly the place of the Mizbeach what Avraham Avinu built to sacrifice Yitzchak, and at this place to build our Mizbeach. Comes the Gemara in Maseret Zvachim and teaches paragraph 9. Bishlama Bait Min Kera Tzurato. Bait is big, we know the place, we know the area, it's no problem. Ela Mizbeach Mina Yadei. How they know exactly the place of the Mizbeach? Amar Rabbi Lazar, Ahu Mizbeach Banui, Umichael Asar Agadol Omed Umakriv Alav. It's meaning miracle way from Shamayim, they get signed exactly where is the place. Rabbi Yitzchak Nafcha Amar, please put line, Afaro Shel Yitzchak, Ra'u Shemunach Ba'oto Makom. They find the ashes of Yitzchak in same place, also a miracle way. What do you mean the ashes of Yitzchak? Yitzchak still is, was alive after the Akedah. The ashes of the Ram, what Avraham Avinu put instead, Yitzchak. But how Chazal says this? Afaro Shel Yitzchak. Because the life of Yitzchak is also, Yitzchak was very, very humble. Yitzchak make a lot changes in this world, a lot revolution. First, all the wells, what Plishtim close, what Avraham Avinu dig and Plishtim close, Yitzchak dig all the wells again. He opens the Be'erot HaMayim, all the wells. He gives same names that Avraham Avinu gave. He fight against Plishtim and he win. Yitzchak make a lot, but for Chazal, who is Yitzchak Avinu? Efer. Yitzchak Avinu is Olah al HaMizbeach. Yitzchak Avinu is the holy person. Yitzchak Avinu born and all his life stay in Eretz Israel. But for Chazal, Yitzchak is person what really feel very humble. Afaro Shel Yitzchak Tzavur al Gabei HaMizbeach. Exactly same by Yaakov Avinu. When Yaakov Avinu returned to Eretz Israel and he prepared himself to the fight against Esav, the pasuk says in paragraph 10, ויאמר יעקב, אלוקי אבי אברהם, אלוקי אבי יצחק, השם אומר אליי, שוב לארצך ולמולדתך, ואיתי ואימך. And what Yaakov Avinu come and say, please put line, קטונתי מכל החסדים ומכל האמת אשר עשית את עבדך. כי במקלי עברתי את הירדן הזה, ואתה הייתי לשני מחנות. What is mean קטונתי מכל החסדים? קטונתי מכל החסדים, simple explanation is, I feel very humble, you do it for me so much, you care about me, you save my life, you help me all the time. I feel very humble, I not deserve what exactly you do to me. But the Sfat Emet come and say something more deep. קטונתי מכל החסדים is mean also every small thing what you do for me, I appreciate. I recognize you do this for me, not anybody else. Moreover, Baal HaBe'er Mayim Chayim is a beautiful insight. We have two ways to bring people to feel humble. One in positive way and the other in negative way. In positive ways mean people recognize everything what we have come from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And we need to appreciate everything. Also if it's rain outside, and we put our hand to get cab, and after a minute or two, the cab arrived beside us, and we can take the cab. This is also Yad Hashem. Every single is come from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. If somebody feel humble and humble in the positive way HaKadosh Baruch Hu make for him so much, this is a great way to feel humble. But we have other way. People feel strong and happy and healthy, and they can do what they want. One day HaKadosh Baruch Hu, boom, makes them sick. Tuck. In this moment, in 1 minute, they start to come humble, they start to understand, they need help from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Now people take care of them, now they cannot do by themselves what they do the day before, terribly. But this immediately makes people humble. Come Yaakov Avinu and say, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I go to meet my brother, Esav, he really want to kill me. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I make myself so humble, so humble. In positive way, I understand everything what you do, everything what happened to me is because you watch me. I feel so much humble, you don't need to make me humble in negative way to bring Esav, to make me a lot pain, and in this way I feel I'm in your hand. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I really feel I'm in your hand in positive way. We see inside a little bit, Sfat Emet, paragraph 11. קטונתי מכל החסדים, שמעתי מכבוד מורי וזקני, בשם הרב הקדוש מלובלין, שגם מה שקטן בעיניו, also every small thing, what we have in our life, הוא מהחסדים של השם יתברך. ונראה להוסיף ביור, אני אקספנס את זה ליטל ביטמור, יש לכל איש מישראל להשיג הכנעה וקטנות על ידי חסדי השם יתברך. Everyone need to feel humble from the חסדים. אומרת הקדוש ברוך הוא מקטועם, שעושה עם האדם לפנים משורת הדין. לכן צריך האדם להשיג בושה ולהיכנע לפניו יתברך. וזה שאמר קטונתי מכל חסדים, שמכל חסד וטוב, every good thing that you make to me, שעשה עמו, השיג הקטנות עד שלא נשתנה כלל מעת שהיה הולך לחרן עד חזרתו. He feel exactly, exactly same. Now, I jump to paragraph 12. ולזה אמר יעקב אבינו, בירותו, כי בא אסב לקראתו, לעצר לו, אסב, really, want to attack them, קטונתי מכל החסדים. כלומר, הרי נעשיתי קטן ושפל ונבזה בעיניי מכל החסדים אשר עשית את עבדיך. I feel so much humble, כי מכל חסדיך מעולם אשר היית עושה, קטונתי על ידי כולם. I come more and more humble, ואיני צריך להיות נכנע על ידי האיסורים והצער. And from this reason, אצילי נינה, מיד אחי, מיד אסב. What Be'er Mayim Chayim teach us, beautiful פשט, in the פסוקים, in paragraph 10. In פסוק י' א', יעקב אבינו קם and say, קטונתי מכל החסדים. הקדוש ברוך הוא really feel very humble about everything what you do to me. פסוק י' ב', אצילי נינה, מיד אחי, מיד אסב. What's the connection? Very nice what you humble, I give you nice award, you humble person, but how this connect to אצילי נינה מיד אחי מיד אסב. Save my life from my brother what want to kill me. This is what we understand now. This is a pshat of psukim so beautifully. Because I feel so humble and I recognize everything what happened to me. You make this to me, nobody else. And this make me humble. You don't need to make me humble in the negative way. In the way what Esav will make to me terrible life. And put my life in big risk. From this reason, אצילי נינה מיד אחי מיד אסב. Is what we learn from Abraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. What make Avot, Imaot, the pillar of our nation, all of them have DNA of humble. They feel humble. Humble completely to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. This DNA Yaakov Avinu give also to Yosef HaTzadik. And Yosef HaTzadik stay in front of Paro, and the first word what he say, Biladai, Elohim Ya'ane et Shalom Paro. I'm not the man what can expand every dream, only HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the real God. If he will give me the knowledge, I can expand your dream. And he bring Paro one time ever in the history of Egypt to mention the name of God. He believe he is God. And he say by himself, Ariyitem ish navon b'chacham asher ruach, Elohim bo. Unbelievable. After Yaakov passed away and the brother come back from the Leviah and the worry, maybe Yosef now go to punish them, what he say to the brother? Atachat Elohim ani. I'm exactly same with you. I cannot do to you anything. Pilei pleim. Pilei pleim. Ahavot and Yosef HaTzadik. But now, come Yosef HaTzadik and say, Ribono shel Olam, I stay alone in Egypt. No one with me, and not anybody. I do the best to raise your name, any place in Egypt. I teach Paro also to use the name of Hashem. And now, thank God, Baruch Hashem, my second child born. Ribono shel Olam, I need your help. I need a lot of help. What kind of help I need? To raise my children in Egypt, in the palace. They have everything what they need. They never see my father. I have the zechut to spend 17 years with my father. I see my grandfather Yitzchak. I have picture in front of my eyes what show me what is mean to feel humble, what is mean to feel everything what you do. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he give and he help us. My children never have this. They're growing in Egypt. In Egypt they have everything in the palace. Please HaKadosh Baruch Hu, help me to raise them. They will feel also humble. They will also recognize you, Hashem, nobody else. Make for everyone and give to everyone what he need. You know how I do this, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I have idea. But please help me. My second son, I go to give him the name Ephraim. What is unique about Ephraim? Tosfot say in paragraph 13, Kara Ephraim, על שם האבות אברהם ויצחק, שנאמר בהם אפר, אפרים is double ashes. אברהם שנאמר, ואנוכי אפר ואפר, יצחק כאפר על גבי המזבח. בקוז אפרים זמין שתי אפרות. לכך נקראו ישראל על שם אפרים. This is also our name. הבן יקיר לי אפרים. הקדוש ברוך הוא, I give them name, and name is the essence of the person. I give to my younger son name Ephraim, and he will recognize who his name, and please HaKadosh Baruch Hu feel this name with this aspect, he will feel humble double time ashes. In this way I can raise them in the right way also in Egypt. And when Yaakov Avinu recognize who is Ephraim, who is Menashe, what he say, please, he switch his hand and he gives a big bracha to who? To Ephraim. As other bracha to Menashe. Why he makes them two shvatim? Why? Because he recognized how Yosef raised his children in this terrible place. And he know how to divide them from the wrong environment and to raise them in the right way. They deserve to come two shvatim in Am Yisrael. Menashe and Ephraim. And this is Ephraim. Now we stay the war against Amalek. Who is Amalek? Amalek have super ego. Amalek come from nowhere. He need to travel 400 mileage. We never know about Amalek before. He arrived to the desert and he wait for us. And what he say? We have alternative. Why we war from God? Who is God, he say? חיל אחז יושבי פלשת, נבלו אלופי אדום, אלה מואב יורזי מורד, או תוסי אבי מון, גנז ישיר. We not need to worry. I will show you, we can fight and win. This make Amalek the leader of all the nation until the end of the days, but fight against us. Who gives them the opportunity not to worry? Amalek. He jumped first. And now how we can win against Amalek? How we can win against somebody what his ego touched? The ceiling. How? In the other way. Somebody would come from Shevet Ephraim. Va'anochi afar va'efer. Ephraim, double ashes. Yehoshua. Yehoshua feels so much humble. Yehoshua, Moshe Rabbeinu say about Yehoshua in this war, Bechar lanu anashim. Bechar lanu. You know what it means lanu? Moshe and Yehoshua in this moment, in same level. Same level. This is the reason why all Am Israel not argue who is the next leader. Everybody agree, Yehoshua, why? They argue so much in the desert. Why about the next leader? They not argue, everybody agree, because Yehoshua is real humble with Moshe Rabbeinu. Eved Hashem, special title, Moshe Rabbeinu gets his title, and Yehoshua, in Sefer Yehoshua, few times. He can fight back against Amalek. When David HaMelech stay against Goliath, what he say to him? Ata ba elai b'cherev u'b'chanit. He makes scare everyone. Ani, who I am? Ani ba elecha b'shem Hashem. It's not me. Hashem send me. And in a small stone, he kill him. This is why somebody from Shevet Ephraim can fight back and win against Amalek. Now, this is the reason why Yehoshua lead us. When we arrive in Eretz Israel, look what happened when we arrive in Eretz Israel. The first city what we take is Yericho. After Yericho, we move to small town. The small town is what? Ai. We don't need so many soldiers. And what happened in Ai? Paroga 14. Vayalu min ha'am shama k'shoshet alafim ish. Vayanusu lifnei anshei Ai. Vayakum yehem anshei Ai k'35 ish. Vayirdefum לפני השער עד השברים, ויקום במורד וימס לבב העם ויהי למים. Help. Why is this happened? קדוש ברוך הוא take us to ארץ ישראל, we cross ירדן river, we see miracles around יריחו. Why? The next place, small town, Ai, we lose and 36 people die. You know why? What happened in Yericho? Achan take a little bit jewelry, a little bit gold. Why? Why take? Everything is cherem la'ashem. HaKadosh Baruch Hu promised to us, Yehoshua says this again and again, we're going to take all Israel state, we're going to walk into houses full with everything what we dream, and more from what we dream. Everything set for us. why a chan take from the cherem, few jewelries? Why? And if he take and he do something wrong, why everybody need to get punished? Remember, kol Israel arevim zeh lazeh take place when? In Yericho. In Shechem, Har Gerizim ve'Har Eival. Take place few months after. In this moment, we not arevim zeh lazeh. We not arevim. If you not arevim zeh lazeh, is why everybody get punished. You know why? How we take Yericho? In the 7 days, we go and around Yericho 7 times, and we make a lot of noise, and this noise shake a little bit the walls, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu destroyed Yericho, and we can walk in. Correct? Come Achan, and say, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you great, you superstar, but you make only 99% of the job. 1% we partners. 1% we partners. We also make noise, and our noise was big, and the shake, the walls a little bit. And I also feel I deserve to get a part from the rechush, from everything what we have in Yericho. And what Achan do, a lot of people, Chazal teach us, have in the mind also, but the scare, the worry. From this reason, HaKadosh Baruch Hu punish us immediately after in the eye. What happened in Yericho? We start to raise our ego. We start to feel, oh, we also partner. What is mean? We deserve to take also a little bit. Immediately after, boom, in the eye, immediately, HaKadosh Baruch Hu wake us up. And look what Yeshua do. After this happened, and everybody so scared and confused, in paragraph 14, Vayikra Yehoshua simlotav, Vayipol al panav arza, לפני אהרון השם, עד הערב, הוא וזקני ישראל, ויעלו אפר על ראשם. I don't understand. Yehoshua is leader. עם ישראל in shock, gives him חיזוק. You put ashes of your head? It's not the right time to put ashes. They will come more depressed. Come חזל and teach us, paragraph 15, ויעלו אפר על ראשם, התחילו מזכירים, זכותו של אברהם אבינו שנאמר ואנוכי אפר ואפר. יהושע teach עם ישראל, you need to understand what happened. הקדוש ברוך הוא wake us up, we start to raise our ego, we feel, we take the places, we make the work. Sure, we need to try to do, everybody to try to do. In this way הקדוש ברוך הוא can put in the activity. What we do is miracles. If you don't do anything, clear miracles not take place. It's not the desert. What we have, man, slav, bear, and anei kavod. In this situation, we need also to do something. But to remember all the time, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, He make everything. Everything comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And in this moment, when Am Yisrael forget about this, Yehoshua wake us up. And what you do next time, a few weeks after, when we take a eye, paragraph 16, וישרוף יהושע את העי, וישימי התל עולם שממה עד היום הזה. He burned the place. Why he burned? Because if anyone will take tour, God, in Eretz Israel, one day, and he would like to see the place it, what we arrived from Yericho, place after place, immediately we will take him to the small town close to Yericho, העי, and he sees the ashes, to teach the lesson. What is the lesson? You want Eretz Israel? You want to succeed in your life? Feel humble. Don't feel big shot. Don't feel you run the world, and don't feel you can do what you feel is right to do. Do what is really important to do. What we need to do, not what you feel is right to do. In this way, we can take all the places in Eretz Israel. In this place, we can succeed in any field, in any area in the life. Now, this connects us to Megillat Esther. What happened between the two parties? What Esther prepared to Achashverosh and Haman? Paragraph 17. ויאמר המלך לאמן מהר קח את הלבוש ואת הסוס after midnight כאשר דיברת ועשה חן למרדכי היהודי יושב בשער המלך אל תפל דבר מכל אשר דיברת. And obviously Haman take מרדכי on the horse of Achashverosh, on the garment of Achashverosh. I would like to ask you, if you are Achashverosh and after midnight, after 3 days of fast, Haman come and give you all the garment of Achashverosh, take you on the horse of Achashverosh, and all the Jewish community see, miracle, how Mordechai sit on the horse, and Haman Say again and again, announce again and again. ככה יעשה לי ששר המלך חפץ בעיקרו. And this take place from after midnight until נצח המה. What you will do, what every one of us do after this trip finish. Mordechai will walk with this special garment to the great synagogue in Shushan Abira. And all Am Israel will come. And what we will say? Alel, Takodesh Baruch Hu. And special Pirkei Tehilim to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And to appreciate the miracle what HaKadosh Baruch Hu make to us. And Mordechai will say, look me. A few hours ago, I sit with my rib suit on the floor. And I fast with my students, my people in the neighborhood, in the community. And look how I look now with the garment of HaKashvosh. Correct? What Mordechai do immediately after? Paragraph 17, פסוק י"ב, וישב מרדכי אל שער המלך. חז"ל explain, פרוגף 18, וישב מרדכי אל שער המלך, מלמד ששב לסקו ולתעניתו. He takes the garment immediately, and what he do? Immediately he go back to the, he ripped his suit, and he sit again in שער המלך. חזל come and say, שפת אמת פרוגרף 19, מה שמרדכי את שער המלך. אמרו חזל, ששב לסקו ותעניתו, כי כן דרך הצדיק, על ידי שעוזר לו השם יתברך, מכניע עצמו ביותר, על ידי הבושה מלפניו יתברך. הקדוש ברוך הוא, I feel very embarrassed. זה miracle what you make for me. ומרדכי נצטער, שגרם הוא כל הגזרה, מרדכי feel because me, this what happened, because he not bowed down to החשברוש, and הקדוש ברוך הוא שואם עד הרבה, because he never bowed down, this makes a miracle, but he feel very humble, ואמר אתה, עשה לו השם יתברך חסד כזה, נתבייש עוד יותר, ושב, בוודאי אין תשובה על ידי בושה, כמו מקודם. If somebody really make תשובה, because he embarrassed from הקדוש ברוך הוא, this is a pure תשובה. Look who is מרדכי. Unbelievable. פילי פלאים. Who is מרדכי? And this, the way how we win against Amalek. And now this take us next step to the parashot, what we read. The coming parashot, parashat צו. This coming Shabbos. In paragraph 20, the Torah teach us about first activity, what take place in Beit HaMikdash every morning. Paragraph 20, צוות אהרון את בניו לאמור, זאת תורת העולה. היא העולה על מוגדל המזבח כל הלילה, עד הבוקר, ואש המזבח תוקד בו, and what happened in the morning, ולבש הכהן מידו בד, ומכנסי בד ילבש על בשרו, והרים את הדשן אשר תאכל האש את העולה על המזבח, ושמו אצל המזבח, הוא פשט את בגדיו, ולבש בגדים אחרים, והוציא את הדשן אל מחוץ למחנה, אל מקום טהור. What is mean? First activity will take place every morning in בית המקדש. Every כהן, not Israel, כהן, with garment of כהנים, בגדי כהונה. He need to take the ashes. He need to take the leftover from the flesh, from the מזבח. He need to clean this. Why כהן need to clean this? We can take somebody from Nicaragua. He can clean, we have a lot in Israel, from all over. They can clean every day, בית המקדש. Why כהן? Not Israel. If Israel makes this, חיה מיטה, why כהן need to do this? Why? Because כהן come and say, הקדוש ברוך הוא, my first activity in בית המקדש, I'm not big shot, I'm not כהן, I'm not a special garment. I deal with ashes to show you HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Yes, also ashes. What is nothing. But it's come from Kedusha. Left over from the Mizbeach. I take care of. I clean this for you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Because I work for you. I never work for anybody else. Only for you. And from this reason, so nicely, Rabbeinu Yonah explained, beautiful insight. You know, we have at Gershon, כעת ומררי. זה a very special job in the desert. What they do? רבן יונה סיים פרוגו 22. והנה המצווה הראשונה שהזכיר לצוותו, הנה היא, לבש הכהן מידו בעד והרים את הדשן. ציווהו ללבוש בגדי כהונה אשר התפאר מהם והרים את הדשן, להראות שמעלת האדם הגדולה אשר בה נחשב היא בעשותו עבודה לאלוקה. What is a big compliment? What is a big honor for every one of us? To serve who? הקדוש ברוך הוא. ואפילו בדרך בזויה בעיני הבריות. Yes, it's not look nice. לא, it looks very cheap, come on, you deal with garbage, you deal with ashes, yes, because I serve who? הקדוש ברוך הוא. וכן מצינו, בני גרשון, very interesting, בני מררי, נתן להם לשאת מסעות בעגלות, very special people. They take all the items of the משכן in the wagons. להבדילם, הוא נסעם לעבודתו, ובני קהת היו חשובים יותר from גרשון ומררי, לא נתן עגלות, כי עבודות הקודש עליהם בכתף יישאו. They take on the shoulder, the beam. I want to ask you, you can see Aaron HaKohen, you can see children walk with beams all the desert. Yes, because we care of our shoulder, something would belong to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We not look about rating, we not look about to look okay. We look, we try to do what we need to do to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. From this reason, Rabbein Yonah Hen is so beautiful inside. If you ask everyone, Shabbat, the Gabbai make a pill, we sell the Aliyot. Is a lot of people negotiate about what? Shlishi, special aliyah, shishi, maftir, ptichat ha'echal, oho, people get this aliyah, everybody say, psh, so nice. But show me one what buy glila. Who get glila? The boy, 10 years old. And show me also one what the Gabbai come and say to him, please, this coming Shabbos, we take two sifrei Torah. One sefer Torah, we read the parsha, and the second sefer Torah we read what? Help me, Amalek. And you take the second sefer Torah. What sometimes people say, come on, I need to stuck with the sefer Torah for half hour and year to hold this in my hand. And thank God, Baruch Hashem, we have some shuls, very, very nice. They have in the corner, special place, where they can put the sefer Torah inside. Yes, why? Chaz v'chalila is very heavy, very difficult for somebody to hold the sefer Torah. Moshe Feinstein saying the tshuva, if we have shuls, this is what he say, if we have shuls, what people put the Sefer Torah in this place, and nobody holds the Sefer Torah, everybody need to stand up. Because it's disrespect to the Sefer Torah. Sefer Torah have only two places. Oh, the Bima, to read, or Aron HaKodesh. This is what he say. But, when somebody get the opportunity to get Glila, somebody get opportunity to hug Sefer Torah for 20 minutes. You know what it means? You can sit with Sefer Torah. Between the Aliyot, you can ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu what you want. And Sefer Torah in my hand. Somebody give you to hold the crown of Queen Elizabeth. Karat. For sure you want to hold, to look, to see this. Sefer Torah, oh, Yekarai Mipninim. Sefer Torah is more expensive for everything else. Is come Rabbein Yonah and saying, his time of the Rishonim, people not pay so much about Shlishi, Shishi, Maftir. People negotiate about who will get the Agba, who will get the Glila, who will have the Zchut to take the second Sefer Torah, yes, and to stay here this coming Shabbat, 20 minutes until the Baal Kohe finish Parashat Tzav. Wow, this is privilege. This is why? Because I serve who? HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I work for Hashem. If we say this to ourselves every day, minimum one time, all our life look different. All our life is with tremendous succeed. We work for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when he recognize, oh, he give us back 100 times more. You can try, you can check, I'm sure you try and check, try again, you will see how much Baruch Hu you get from this. This is what Chazal come and teach us. From this reason, in time of Mordechai ve-Esther, time of Mordechai ve-Esther, after the miracle take place, and for sure, the psukim say, Mordechai יצא מלפני המלך בלבוש מלכות, תכלת וחור, עטרת זהב גדולה, תחיר בוץ וארגמן, אין שושן צהלה ושמחה, אין, אצדרה, אצדרה, בכל מדינה ומדינה, שמקום דבר המלך ודתו מגיע, שמחה וססון ליהודים, משתה ויום טוב, רבים ימי הארץ מתייעדים, כנפל פחד יהודים עליהם, unbelievable. שמחה, and between the פסוקים ליהודים הייתה אורה ושמחה וססון בעיקר, because we recognize clearly everything from A to Z come from הקדוש ברוך הוא. Exactly same every מוצאי שבת. In the week we really very, very busy. Everyone in his field, in his area, in his list, what we need to do, etc. etc. Shabbat we take break. Shabbat we can look, relax perspective about the week. And I can say to myself, wow, Kadosh Baruch Hu, how many times in this week you really stay with me? How many times you really listen what I ask you? How many times you accept my tefillot? And after, in Shabbat, we look of the week, what over. And we say, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, please, continue to walk with me in this coming week. Please give me special siyata dishmaya to succeed in everyone what he need. For this reason, we say also loud, every Motzei Shabbat, every minag, la'yudim, ha'ita, ora, v'simcha, v'sason, v'ikar. What all Am Yisrael feel deeply, in time of Mordechai ve'Esther, we also can get taste from this. We also can feel something from this every Motzei Shabbat. We can appreciate every good thing that HaKadosh Baruch Hu make for us before and to ask about the next week. For this reason, this here, this coming Shabbos, we say twice in Motzei Shabbat, La'yudim ata ora v'simcha v'sason v'ikar, in Kriyat Megillah, and also in Avdalah. If we pair ourselves in this coming week, and we really appreciate, and we really understand, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, He make for us everything. And we work for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And we try to say this to ourselves, how much we can again and again. In this way, we get a lot of bracha. And this takes us to the next place, to the next holiday, to Pesach. What is unique about Pesach? Chazal come and teach us, so interesting, in paragraph 27, how we know we need to lean when we drink 4 cups of wine, when we eat matzah. Ask everyone in the Seder, how we know we need to lean. If you're not lean, some poskim say you need to eat again the matzah, you need to drink again the first 2 cups, or the second 2 cups. How? Chazal come and teach us, paragraph 27, Vayasav Elokim, את העם. מכאן אמרו רבותינו שאפילו אני שבישראל לא יאכל עד שיסב. שכן עשה להם הקדוש ברוך הוא שנאמר ויסב אלוקים. I tell you the true ears, I don't understand this חזל. הקדוש ברוך הוא, take us out of Egypt. ויהי בשלח פרעה את העם. ולא נחם אלוקים דרך ארץ פלישתים, כי קרוב הוא. כי אמר השם, פן יראה עם מלחמה, ושבו מצרים. הקדוש ברוך הוא, take us around. Yes, around. And around take us to the ocean. Yes, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu take us around, what does it mean? Vayasav Elokim derech Eretz Plishtim. From this reason we learn, we need to say, we need to lean. What connection? Yes, Pilei Pleim. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu take us around, He bring us, and what we see in front of our eyes? What? The ocean. Who stay behind us? The Egyptian. Who stay in the side? Tigers and animals. We stuck. We stuck. We cannot move to any place. And now we know for sure who can take us out from this situation. Only HaKadosh Baruch Hu. This is a seiva. This is a achilat matzah. This is lechem oni. What is unique about lechem oni? Why matzah is lechem oni? Why? What is unique about poor person? He really feel everything what he have come from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He by himself don't have anything. Don't have anything. When Esther walked into Ahasuerus, same as Mordechai, lo biksha davar, lo biksha davar. What she need to ask? She tried to do the minimum, and all the rest, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will do. Now, Moray v'Rabotai, pil a playing. Come, Chazal, and teach us about the end of the days. Paragraph 25. The pasuk say about Melech Hamashiach, Gil meot bat Zion. Ari bat Yerushalayim, Inei Malkech Yavolach. The Navi come and say to us to feel very happy, very excited. Inei Malkech Yavolach. Who is this? Tzadik Venoshahu Ani Veruchev Alachamor Ve'alayir Ben Atonot. What is mean Ani Napur? But yet the knowledge of poor person, humble. Now look what Chazal teach us. Paragraph 26. Shanu Rabotainu B'Shah Shemelech HaMashiach Ba. היום זה גם נהיה שיר, בשעה שמלך המשיח בא, עומד על גג בית המקדש, והוא משמיע להם לישראל, and what he say to us, הנובים, הנובים, הגיע הזמן גאולתכם, the time of the redemption take place, ואם אין אתם מאמינים, ראו באורי שזרח עליכם, look the special light, what take place, what you never see before, שנאמר, קומי אורי, כי בא אורך, וכבוד השם עלייך זרח, עלייך בלבד, of us, not about the other nation, שנאמר כי החושך יחסה ארץ. Is what what? מלך המשיח say, הנבים, הנבים, he go to give the redemption to what kind of people? What really feel what? Humble. Now, מורה ורבותיי, please, skip to line number 8, in this chapter, paragraph 26. You see in the middle, שנו רבותינו, please put line, with red pen, שנו רבותינו, שעתידים, אבות העולם, לעמוד בניסן. תחיית המתים will take place in ניסן. ואומרים לו, תוהו, תו מלך המשיח, what is name? אפרים, משיח צדקנו. אף על פי שאנו אבותיך, אתה טוב ממנו. You much better for us, אברהם יצחק ויעקב say. Why? שסבלת אבונות בנינו, עברו עליך מידות קשות ורעות, you have terrible, terrible life, difficult challenge, difficult time, מה שלא עברו על ראשונים, היית שחוק ולעג באומות, everybody laugh of you, everybody make joke of you, בשביל ישראל, וישבת בחושך ובאפלה, you sit in the dark place, עיניך לא ראו אור, you never see any light, צפה דורך על עצמך, all your skin come terribly, גופך היה יבש, you come completely dry, all your skin, כעץ, ועיניך חשכו מצום, וכוחך יבש, and you come very weak, and now הקדוש ברוך הוא say to you, please go, bring the redemption to my children, maybe you change your mind, maybe אין דעתך נוחה להם, I skip one line, אמר להם, what the answer is the last two line, אבות העולם, כל מה שעשיתי, לא עשיתי, אלא בשבילכם ובשביל בניכם, שיהנו מטובה זו שהשפיע הקדוש ברוך הוא לישראל. I not work for myself, I work for הקדוש ברוך הוא. אמרו לו אבות העולם, please put line, אפרים, משיח צדקנו, תנוח דעתך, שהנחת דעת קונך ודעתנו. פילי פלאים, what is name of the משיח? אפרים. I don't know if this is exactly his name, maybe yes, or maybe חזל want to use his name, to teach us what is unique about him, Ephraim, double S. Remember, Avraham Avinu, הפרות צבור על גבי המזבח, ואנוכי אפר ואפר, ויצחק. Everything start with Avraham Avinu, ואנוכי אפר ואפר. He come, the pillar of this world. He come, אב האומה, Avraham Avinu. He's continue by יצחק, הפרו על המזבח. יעקב קטונתי מכל החסדים. Yosef asked special privilege from HaKadosh Baruch Hu to raise his children his terrible place in the right way and he gives special name to his young child and he wants HaKadosh Baruch Hu fulfills his name is meaningful and the name is what? Ephraim. He will feel humble, he will following, he will get the DNA from Abraham and Yitzchak and Yaakov של הפר ואפר, של הפרו על המזבח and this way he can grow and to raise כבוד שמיים, not to do anything else and thank God he succeed. From this reason children from Ephraim can win and can fight against Amalek. Who is this Yosef? This Yoshua will take us to Eretz Israel and in Eretz Israel when we lose in our eye and was very big, big mess Yoshua put ashes of his head and he say why we lose because we start to raise our ego HaKadosh Baruch Hu want to wake us up immediately to say to us no ego everything else I will give you everything what you want but don't raise any ego remember serve me not serve anybody else and remember who give you everything HaKadosh Baruch Hu just continue by Mordechai after the big miracle in the night with the garment of Achashverosh what happened to Mordechai he returned back to Sakov et Anito and he said I feel embarrassed HaKadosh Baruch Hu from all the miracles what you make to me exactly same Esther she didn't ask from anything she understand she need to do what she need to do all the rest HaKadosh Baruch Hu will make and this continue and this bring us to say Le'udim et Ha'orah v'simcha v'sason v'ikar and this connect us to Avraham Avinu v'anuchi Afar v'Efer when we remember this lesson from Amalek this lesson how we win against Amalek what we need to remember we connect ourselves to the pillar of our nation Avraham Avinu what he said v'anuchi Afar v'Efer and this also the name of the Mashiach in the end of the days Ephraim Ephraim האבות האומה say this name because this is unique about him he can survive all the generations until the end of the days only because he remembered Yosef HaKadosh Baruch Hu and how is this relevant for us in our daily life how is this relevant for us in time of Beit HaMikdash what the Kohanim they involved with all the ashes and the Mizbeach not anybody else only the Kohanim because they show us we serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu for HaKadosh Baruch Hu we do everything you know after the Holocaust a lot Jewish people I see with my eyes when I was a child in Yerushalayim great people twice a day twice a week they take job they get salary they clean the street of Yerushalayim and people ask them why you clean the streets I mean I was in Auschwitz I see what is mean ashes now I am arrived to Eretz Israel I want to show to HaKadosh Baruch Hu I switch my life from Efer to Afar I clean yes I clean paltim shel melech I clean the palace of HaKadosh Baruch Hu This is also the reason when the time when Moshe Yoshua fight against Amalek, what Moshe Rabbeinu do? Vaya kaasher yari Moshe et yado. What is mean yari Moshe et yado? What kind of magic is to raise his hand? Pilei plaim. We grow up. From time to time we need to bow down. Where we bow down? In the Mishkan, in the Mikdash, to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But we have other part in our body, our hand. everything what you have in our body, we have in our hand. Tumah and Tahara, we have in our hand also. Exactly how we have in our body. Moreover, we also can bow down our hand. How we bow down our hand? Normally our hand grow down. We raise our hand up. It means, Sewi dechem kodesh, uvarchu et Hashem. Everything comes from a Kadosh Baruch Hu. Kadosh Baruch Hu is not my 10 finger. Look what I do, what I beat, chas v'chalila. Kadosh Baruch Hu, you give me this knowledge. You help me to do this. When we take this kind of aspect, and we bring this to our life, this raise our simcha, this raise our bracha, this give us everything what we want to ask. We need to remember, we're going to arrive next Sunday to Seudat Purim. Time of Seudat Purim is more important from Ne'ilah of Yom Kippur. You can ask in Seudat Purim everything what you want. When people dance, when people eat and song, you can ask everything what you need. This is very, very special time. Because in this time, Kol HaPoshet Yad Notnim Lo, everyone what show his hand, HaKadosh Baruch Hu feels about what he wants. If we walk in and we say to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, give us, and everything what you will give us, we will use to raise your name, to make more space for you, and we will try to remember more and more, we serve you. And in this way, we really can get all the bracha, and we'll be zoche to say, certain, this coming Motzei Shabbat, third time, La'yudim etah Rav Zichra v'Sason v'Ikar, first time, Kriyat Megillah, second time, in Avdalah of Motzei Shabbat, and the third time of the Geulah Shlema, what HaKadosh Baruch Hu Bin Rega can make this, and we can listen the voice of Melech HaMashiach say, Anavim, Anavim, Igi Azman Geulatchem, and we can see Avot HaUma say, Ephraim, Mashiach Tzidkenu Tanuach Da'atcha, Shenach HaDa'at Kunha V'da'atenu. If we take this in this way, it's B'siyat HaDishmaya, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, exactly how we do בימים ההם, ידעו בזמן הזה, ונהפוכו, שרשלטו היהודים הם הבסוניהם, הם בזוכה, תאורה, שמחה, ססון ועיקר.